Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 20th of June. Today is Bank of England Decision Day, which offers some excitement as we await the start of the UK's interest rate cutting cycle. However, that start probably is not today. The Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee is a relatively academic entity, which enjoys healthy debate before forming a decision, something that the US Federal Reserve might like to consider every once in a while. This does make predicting the decisions a little trickier, because members can and do change their votes quite readily. On balance, however, the bank is likely to wait until August before cutting UK rates. The drop in inflation certainly supports rate cuts. CPIH has dropped almost 7 percentage points, and headline consumer price inflation has dropped over 9 points from the highs of the past couple of years. That is an astonishing decline in inflation and has taken place with very little movement in unemployment, which tells investors something about the transitory nature of the recent inflation episode. However, Bank of England Governor Bailey has stressed the importance of being comfortable that the return to low inflation will continue. And while the details of the data do generally support that, the governor might want a couple more months of data points. The Swiss National Bank are also delivering their rate decision. The Swiss National Bank, of course, was at the front of the follow inflation lower rate easing cycle. The market is divided on what happens today. The European Central Bank has followed the Swiss National Bank decision. Real interest rates have not actually been rising, however, in the recent past, although with inflation 2 percentage points down from its recent highs, there has been a tightening of real rates over the course of the last 18 months. But clearly, given the more modest change in the headline inflation rates, the Swiss National Bank is not expected to do as much over this easing cycle as are other central banks. Meanwhile, in Germany, producer price inflation has marked another month of deflation, which was only to be expected, and a little more deflation than had been predicted by the market consensus. Admittedly, the consensus process for German producer price inflation is useless. Only 9 economists make a forecast, and this month no 2 economists could agree on the same number. And the consensus was skewed by some really, really wrong estimates. The low response rate and the outlier views are a reminder that any kind of survey needs to be treated with considerable caution. From the United States, we have initial jobless claims data. This data is worth looking at a little more closely, perhaps. The number has been creeping up of late, and unlike other labour market data, including the increasingly poor quality non-farm payrolls report, this data is hard evidence. The numbers reported in jobless claims are not a survey, but people actually taking recorded action. And while jobless claims do not pretend to capture the entire state of the US labour market, the part of the labour market that claims do record is accurately measured. There's a growing sense that the US labour market has been softening somewhat, not to the extent that middle-income consumers will start to fear unemployment, that would be a major concern for growth, but enough that the labour market is more clearly signalling the soft economic landing scenario. We also had the Philly Fed Business Sentiment Survey, which is really just something to fill time on business television channels. It's a second-tier data release, and obviously a survey, which makes it of questionable value, even in a world where Federal Reserve Chair Powell keeps going on about data dependency. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.